State Senator Lena Taylor has been removed from a key committee after reports of her allegedly bullying an employee. An economic study making the rounds finds that Minnesota is outperforming Wisconsin, and Foxconn is backing a competition to create digitally smart cities around the state. Robert Mentzer is a statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Wausau. Rob, welcome back.
Why, thank you.
Well, Democratic State Senator Lena Taylor from the 4th Senate District in Milwaukee was removed by her Democratic colleagues from the Joint Finance Committee. This is an important committee in the state after allegations that she bullied an employee on her staff. So what's going on, Rob?
Right. So there was an investigation by the Senate's Human Resources Committee into this these allegations. This was a complaint filed by a staff member. The staff member had several complaints, and some of them were not found to be founded by the committee. But a couple that were of bullying and of retaliation against the staff member for taking a time off under the family medical leave. And so that is not the way that a lawmaker ought to conduct his or her office, is the thinking. And so, right, the Democratic leadership took the step of removing her from the Budget Writing Committee, a very powerful post, so a real sanction as a result.
And here's Senator Taylor talking about the issue at a press conference on Wednesday.
If you say telling someone that they need to show up for work and that they need to do their job is bullying, if that's what you say that that is, if you say being direct and telling people what expectations are is bullying, then so be it.
So she was not happy about her being removed by fellow Democrats from that committee or about the investigation?
Right, and I mean, it's so hard to know exactly what we're talking about here. We don't know, you know, that for good reasons, the identity of the employee has not been released. We know the outline of the findings of this investigation, but we don't, you know, it's like very hard to adjudicate this. But I mean, I do think like the point is this is the Senate's Human Resources Committee, this and the Capitol, whatever else it is. It is a workplace, and so these are the experts who would adjudicate that. She objects to the finding, but this was the finding, and so the Democratic leadership's view was that there needed to be an action as a result of that.
And she was also in the news. This incident comes after a recent confrontation where Senator Taylor allegedly referred to a bank teller in Milwaukee, also African-American, using a racial slur. So if you're in state politics, not the headlines you want to see about yourself.
Yeah, and she got a ticket for disorderly conduct in this incident at this bank. She was apparently in a confrontation with one of the bank employees there, and there was a disturbance. You know, it's not that doesn't really have to do with like public policy, but of course it is newsworthy when a state senator is involved in an incident that where the police are called and there's a, you know, she's charged with at the least making a scene. So yeah, I don't, it's in a way it's like a coincidence. These things are not directly related. They're not part of the same incident. But I think the fact that it came out, these things came out at the exact same time, probably is related to it. It probably made it harder for Taylor to escape a sanction as a result.
Talking to Rob Mentzer from the USA Today Network Wisconsin about some of the top news around Wisconsin this week. Moving on, this economic report making the rounds. It's from the Economic Policy Institute, generally viewed as a liberal or left-leaning group. The report makes the case that since 2010, Minnesota has outdone Wisconsin in a lot of economic measures. What was this report trying to figure out, Rob?
Right. So, you know, Minnesota versus Wisconsin really is an interesting case. Before the Great Recession, the states were a lot more similar than they are now. They've never been exactly the same. You can talk about when the trends diverge, but Minnesota and Wisconsin are of the same region. They're similar in size. There's demographic similarities. So one fact of difference between the two states is that in 2010, Wisconsin took a sharp political turn to the right and elected Governor Scott Walker and a bunch of Republicans who have pursued conservative policies, conservative economic policies. Minnesota's had a Democratic governor for that whole time and has been a Democratic or at least Democratic-leaning state that has pursued a different policy course. So this is a, you know, the group that released the study does have a point of view on these questions, but I mean, it's, you know, they're putting the data out there and making the case that Minnesota has been better served by its liberal economic policies than Wisconsin has been by conservative ones.
And what are some of the measures that they compare and contrast there?
Well, I mean, there are a lot of there are objective economic measures that you can look at. Minnesota does have a higher average wage, a higher education level, one of the most important economic indicators, because a lot of other stuff flows from this, is that Wisconsin's population has grown by about 2% since 2010, and Minnesota's has grown by more than 5%, and that is a big divergence.
I want to move on to a somewhat related issue or related to Wisconsin's economy. Rob, we've got this Foxconn Technology Group. They have this huge factory on the way here in the state. And yesterday they announced they're going to put $1 million into a competition among public and private universities around the state to develop smart cities. So what are they looking for here?
Smart cities. This is like one of those topics that it's like a buzzword. It sounds very smart cities. That sounds high tech. It sounds cool. But it's very hard to figure out what people are talking about when they talk about smart cities. The idea is you can use computing technology. You can use network technology to figure out where people are using infrastructure or where they're not, and save energy or make your city more efficient, or so on. Maybe it's just I just don't understand. But at any rate, Foxconn is putting $1 million into a contest for people who are perhaps smarter about this stuff than me and can come up with some good ideas.
Right. Some of the examples I've seen are things like, hey, could somebody come up with a way to make traffic flow better and come up with algorithms for stoplights and things like that work better than they do now? So kind of like nuts and bolts infrastructure-y stuff, but with a high-tech digital angle to it, I guess.
Sure, yeah, sure. Things that are just like on a dumb timer right now could be like, you know, made smarter.
What's the timeline on this competition? Do we know that yet?
So they're going to announce more details about this in August at a conference, and it involves public and private universities across the state, and I think it could be interesting. There's definitely possibilities of cool things coming out of it. I think it is worth saying, like, it's very definitely, in part at least, a PR initiative by Foxconn. That doesn't mean it's bad, but you can see it in the way the company talked about this as, the statements about we're a long-term partner in the Wisconsin community, and they want to nurture talent that will support the state's transformation into a global high-tech hub, that's some buttering up language, though, let's be honest.
And finally, Rob, a very familiar voice to people around Wisconsin, lost this week. Let's give a listen.
Pella Proline doors and windows, a winning combination now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The voice of Ray Zamanda there, better known as the Menards guy. He passed away this week. I mean, if you were here, especially like in the 90s, I think, and beyond, this was a very familiar, a celebrity in a lot of ways. Can you talk about Ray, the Menards guy?
Sure. He was 91 years old. He was on these commercials. It says that he appeared in his first Menards commercial in 1978, and continued to appear like on TV all the time until about 1999 or so, and then less frequently after that. But I mean, he's a TV pitch man. But there is something very likable about his. He had these like big glasses and this mop of white hair, and he was super excited about the prices you could get on hardware, and he was kind of like he looked like a regular person on TV, and I think he had a likable presence to him.
And finally, Rob, you and I met in person for the first time ever yesterday, and I learned that today is your birthday. So I'll leave with saying happy birthday to you.
Why, thank you.
Saying it, but not singing it.
It was a pleasure to meet you.
All right. That's Rob Mentzer, statewide living and storytelling editor for USA Today Network Wisconsin, with us for a weekly look at news stories from around the state.